Tape malfunction.
Okay, we just start. I just started a brand new one. So I'll have two to upload.
Okay.
Okay.
So the original estimate of hours, I've come in about 1/3 under what was budgeted and agreed to. I'm going to try to eat up a little bit more of that over the course of this month, spending the time on building out the standard operating procedures. We spent some time in the summer figuring out what they should be. We just haven't had time to really hunker down and write them. And so, I mean, I would be shocked if we got to 75%. But point is, I think I'll be about 1/4 under what you would budget it for me. So the rest of the focus for this month will largely be those SOPs. And along with that would be finalizing some key performance indicators, how we're going to track the success of this organization. Making excellent progress on the strategic action plan. I was going to spend time reviewing it. I know it's closing in on 6 o'clock. People probably don't want to stay very long, so I'll have to do that briefly. But that's what we've spent. Tammy and I have spent a sizable amount of time over the last month working on that. We also completed a review of what we thought would be relevant grants and put them on an annual schedule so that we're aware of what's coming up a few months before it opens up, or at least before it's likely to open up. That includes a lot of federal agencies, EDA, USDA, HUD, et cetera. In terms of loans, we have, Bobby had already mentioned that we've got the two that we just voted on. There's still one probably coming in the $50,000 range, one in the $155,000 range. So I'm expecting a couple hundred more in solid loan proposals that we receive in the next month or so. Open projects, we had the budget, we had a capital improvement plan, big update on that. I walked the properties, both CADCs and RDAs, this month with a subject matter expert. He was able to pull out some formulas and help me figure out what the capital needs are. I'm still running some calculations and getting some quotes. The bottom line, though, is that one plastics road probably needs somewhere in the ballpark of $2.5 to $3 million in capital needs over the course of the next few years. It's pretty sizable, but you've got a roof, you've got HVAC systems that are almost as old as me, the aqueduct that's over at the other building. So we also walked the Enterprise Place, and I know that's not really pertaining to the RDA, so I won't go into depth here, but needs there are also significant. So as you can see on the screen, I've got all of this. We've collected all the details we would need to create the capital volatility analysis, and so that will translate into a multi-year capital improvement plan, and then every year we'll be able to adopt a capital budget. So that's another thing that what I would see in the future is a comprehensive annual budget. So that would include not only the line item that you're used to like this, which is really just an operating budget, a line item operating budget, but I would actually include a programmatic element so that we have goals and objectives tied to each cost area. Or what do you call it in QuickBooks?
My class.
Class, right, your class. and it would also include an annual capital budget, and it would also include a cash flow budget. So all three of those elements would work together. The driveway out here was completed. I thought it turned out really well. Security system, I'm going to talk about in a minute. The statues were placed and dedicated, hallelujah. Bobby and I took angel investment classes through Erie County. Was it ECRA? I can't remember actually which entity put it on, but either way, we're now better able to help with that certification when it comes to assisting local businesses and finding capital. The internet is back up at 1524 Enterprise for the IU5 and our other tenants, graciously provided by Associated Springs. Fairhaven, we have not had any meetings about the Snyder Circle property since the last board meeting. Christy, do you know if there's a meeting coming up?
Off.
Oh, okay. Airport Authority, they adopted their business plan, which I was somewhat involved in helping with. I think it's a pretty good plan. They are going to have some capital needs in the coming 3 years that I think will make their operating budget challenging, but I think there's a positive plan for them to be self-sustaining. We rewrote all the job descriptions, synthesized them, and I mentioned earlier that some of the things that were in the executive director job description kind of got transferred over to what I'm calling a deputy director position, and then the unfilled grant writing position, some of those elements came to me, of the executive directors, and some of them went to the executive assistant. I'm at meetings with, and then the other thing is, if you approve those job descriptions today, then I'm going to go ahead and put them in a new software, free software package, which tracks, first of all of the roles and responsibilities of each of those positions. So it's very clear to the employee what they're supposed to be doing. And then it also has built into it a annual review or regular review process by which we'll be actually be able to do performance evaluations going forward. I had meetings with DCED, Erie County Redevelopment Authority, Northwest Commission and Northwest PrEP, the Chamber, the Mayor. I finally got to meet Councilwoman Lindstrom and Ben Franklin Investments and Bridgeway Capital in the last month as well. I don't have any update on the things that we've offered to help the city with, including the emergency services facility, the city sewer system, the city comp plan, and the USDA grants that I said last time we were going to be applying for soon. We finally got some dates. It looks like the first quarter of next year is when it'll open and close. So those are going to be on the radar. All right. I think that's it for director's report, unless there's any questions.
Should we vote on those job descriptions now?
We certainly could. The job descriptions were sent about beforehand for your review, just to save on paper. I don't think they're in your packet. But again, Tammy and I met on all of them, and I think you've worked through your facility ones. I worked through Tammy's and the executive directors and the executive assistants. The changes, you've already made the increase a month or two ago for the facilities manager, requesting a $6,000 increase for the now deputy, so we're technically creating a new position, right, deputy director, but it's largely based off of the controller's previous position. So $6,000 increase from the controller's position. So you'd be creating deputy director and doing away with controller position. That would be that on top of a 7.7% COLA would take it up to $78,000 even for the deputy director position. And I'm asking for an increase of the executive assistant up to $18 an hour, and that's because of the increased responsibility pertaining to grant administration. No pay change for myself, and again, you already approved the amount for facilities manager, and then the last position would be the, we're calling it maintenance assistant?
Yep.
And I'm asking for a 7.7% COLA on that. All of that is in the budget that's presented to you.
What's the COLA? I mean, it was seven, what did you say, 7?
7.7%, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really
that's
high.
COLA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where in hell have I been? I've been retired for too long. I guess that's my point.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so high. I mean, I remember the last couple of years it's been under 2, wasn't it? But then yeah. Inflation just took
last
off.
Last year it went up.
Yeah.
Radically high.
And it stayed up this year.
Yep.
So are all those increases in this budget?
Yes, they are.
So we need to vote on the job description, is that correct?
And by doing that, I think you're voting on the pay as well. Yes.
Okay. We have a motion for
I'll make a motion. We accept all the positions and along with the pay increases.
Second.
Dave and Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Good all job right. On the job description.
Yep, very good. They're very thorough.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
And it gives us it's a plan.
Is Chrissy still at home?
No, she had to drop off.
Okay.
Yep.
When do you want that to be effective?
January 1st.
Yeah, January.
That's my assumption.
Okay.
new budget.
Okay. So, impact quarter report. Who'd like to tackle that? We're just going to go.
It was sent around beforehand, wasn't it?
Correct.
I'm sorry, I don't have it up. I wasn't prepared to give it.
Is that something we need to discuss? And she's not here.
It's kind of hard to discuss
without her here.
Yeah,
required.
Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory from what was sent around to us.
Okay.
I have no comment on it.
All right. Then we have a couple of things on new business with a couple resolutions. The one's a signature resolution, right, Tammy? You want to explain it real quick?
We did First National Bank last month, and we had one account at Northwest Savings Bank, and I did go through and got it. So it's to put Bob Williams and Ben both on, and Christy and Bob Grice would stay on also. So that's all that is, and then change our address.
So we need a motion to pass that resolution.
So move.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Was there another? I thought there was another resolution.
There is one more, and that would be a resolution related to investment funds. We currently have a significant amount of money, significant amount of cash sitting in the loan fund that is not bearing significant interest. And I know previously it's been the policy to put it in a CD or something like that. Rates are very favorable with secured, FDIC insured U.S. Treasury bills and such. And so what I'm asking for is authorization to open an account and or set up a management agreement to put up to one and a quarter million into short-term investments, secured investments.
What entity will we use to invest that with?
I have an agreement here with C.S. McKee, who I've worked with in the past. They have managed ARP funds for me in the past and yielded over 4% over 6 months, which I think is pretty good. We did not build it into the budget to assume that this would happen. However,
actually, just a balance sheet.
I mean, the interest.
Oh,
the interest
yes.
On it, we did not.
Okay. Yes.
We did not. Yeah. Right. It wouldn't touch any. The balance sheet wouldn't change, except that we would ideally get interest from it.
Right.
In which case, we could bring that in as an operational revenue. Or an operating revenue.
So, would the consideration to stagger terms be entertained?
They're happy to ladder it.
Yes. Just in case there's need for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess my only thought on that was cash flow. And I'm speaking of the CIDC project. $3.5 million. There's going to be, I don't know if they're going to have enough money to pay for that $3.5 million without borrowing something on a very short term from us. I'm just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
grant money. We're still waiting for a grant contract. I'm pushing like as hard as I can to get all that stuff in place so we can start getting the money back to you.
Mm-hmm.
The $1.5 million.
The RACP, yeah.
Yeah, so the RACP, the CIDC cost is $2 million.
And I think they're about 40% right now, from my understanding of what they've paid in.
Well, the $1 million came in with the building package because it's all sitting out there. So, and I'm just thinking, it's just cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they may have to come back and borrow something from us to get until the grant money comes in. So,
right.
But you know what you have and what you need.
Yes.
Okay.
So, have a motion for that resolution?
Yes, the resolution is in your packet, right? Or at least emailed around.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you would need a motion to authorize us to set up secure T-bill short-term investments. Yeah.
Do we have a first on that?
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Bob, I didn't I hope you weren't cut off or something. We, Tammy knew that, and
yeah, you know, we'll, no, that's fine. Okay. I'm sure she did. It's just, yeah. It's just definitely back of my mind. So.
Sure, understood.
It's just that one.
Bob, I also have a signature card for you to sign, and you're in blue. If there's a couple different spots.
Okay. Any more new, Ben?
I mean, there's the budget, and then the only other thing I wanted to do real quick to see on the screen, this is where we're at on the strategic action plan. So coming out of the meeting that we had in Erie, as well as conversations we've had with other stakeholders, we've kind of drafted this, meaning Tammy, myself, and Deb Thompson from Strategy Solutions have drafted this. So. Goal one would be strengthen economic development programs and services, which looks like upgrading the significant infrastructure needs. That includes creating the capital improvement plan and obviously implementing it, applying grants,
et cetera. There's a spot at the top and then the bottom.
The number one priority. Second would be establish and market a unified approach to economic and community development. That would be in partnership with Impact Cori, the high ed, et cetera. I think at minimum that looks like the directors of all the related entities meeting monthly to coordinate, better coordinate our implementation plans. It would look like developing a high-tech manufacturing clean room space, possibly on our property over by the incubator. That's going to be a long-term project, so you know, this is not something that I would expect to even get a plan necessarily done in 2023, but maybe a feasibility study. But it's becoming very clear to me that the future economy of Cori needs clean room and high-tech manufacturing space. Next would be supporting local entrepreneurship and business growth. So we currently go around and do prep meetings, but this would also include some workshops, classrooms, lunch and learns. There's an EDA grant that I'd like to pursue to teach entrepreneurship in the schools. I'd also like to develop a development financing support system, which would look something like Bobby and me being available to any businesses in Cori that's looking for development financing. Moving on to goal number two. Oh, sorry. No, we're still on goal one. Establish a management service organization through the Cori RDA, which would allow us to help manage startup businesses. So this would look something like me helping a startup with marketing or something and Tammy helping with bookkeeping and that sort of thing in exchange for a part of equity within their company. And obviously there'll be a favorable way for them to buy out in the future and that sort of thing. But one of the main things that we see local businesses needing help with is those kinds of back office supports. Usually an entrepreneur knows enough about their product, but not about how to run a business. And that's what we know about, and so we can help them with that. But there needs to be some way in which the RDA is compensated for kind of supporting that. So we are looking into the feasibility and legality, frankly, of doing that. I've heard of other models, but not around here. We would like to reinstitute something like the Industrial Roundtable, but a little bit refocused on industry, business, and the nonprofit sector. So we would probably have like a rolling basis, three separate meetings where we would help convene various roundtables.
Smartphone, I have no idea how to work.
We would want to be involved in helping our partners host trainings and such through community engagement. I'm sorry, I'll try to speed up. We also want to reactivate our certified economic development agency credential. Moving on to big goal number two, revitalize tax base by addressing blight and facilitating redevelopment. That would look like a tactical plan for the Cori Neighborhoods Initiative, research into house flipping and essentially how we can help local contractors and the hidden workforce flip houses and can combat blight. Collaborate with the city on code enforcement, revitalize whole neighborhoods, especially looking at the Snyder Circle situation. I'm sorry, I'll try to speed it up here. I do want to highlight that helping the city with the public safety building and sewer, and as well as the Fairhaven, excuse me, the Snyder Circle infrastructure, made it on here. Big goal number three, procure financial resources to support and expand programs and services. That would look like the EDA loans. It would look like expanding our existing loan fund and finding and getting that microloan program that I've talked about before, and increasing capital. We want to have a handbook, if you would, on how to get development financing, so that whenever anyone needs it, we can easily point them in the right direction to whichever partner makes the most sense. And finally, we want to build a long-term plan to build some staff capacity within the RDA. I'd like to see a position related to just the housing and blight kind of work. I'd also like to see a business consultant potentially on the team, and take Bobby or someone like that that's doing development financing, probably get them into a full-time or closer to full-time role. We also would like to get educated. I'm currently working on finishing my master's in public administration. I'm about halfway through, and this has really kind of kicked me in the pants to get it done. Bobby would like to become a certified development financing professional. I'd like everyone to take a base level of project management class, and then certain people, especially Shelley, take an advanced grant writing and administration class. And then finally, codifying the standard operating procedures. I think this accurately reflects all the conversations that we've had over the last 6 months about where the organization needs to go, and puts it in one simple place with actionable steps. So I hope it meets with your general assent, and if you have any thoughts, additions, corrections, feel free to let me know.
Very good. It's a roadmap for where we need to be.
I think so. It's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. That's very good.
By the way, you'll note that the final column on the far side is MSV, which is Management Service Volunteer, and that's you guys.
I like that.
So I assigned names tentatively to each area where I thought, you know, you might be helpful. So by way of example, capital improvement plan, obviously Dave Dearborn would make the most sense to help us, you know, figure out HVAC systems, what needs to be replaced, and that kind of thing. Bob Grace for RCAP grants, etc. So I put your names various places. So I'm hopeful that you'll be willing to help help guide us in those areas.
Excellent.
But I mean, I know in the past you have rightly come to me and said, how can I help? And I've kind of said, you know, be a good board member. Yeah. This is more specific. You know, here's how you can help. You know, Dave Dearborn, you can help with the capital improvement plan and driving that. You know, Bob Grace, you can help us apply for this RCAP grant, you know, et cetera. So it should be clear how I think, anyway, you could kind of go to the next level in terms of helping the RDA. The next step for this will be to color code essentially what's the RDA, what's the SEBA, and what's CAIDC responsibilities. So then I'll take this plan to those entities as well and kind of pitch it again.
Very good.
Okay. I think the only thing left on the agenda that we need to talk about would be the budget then.
Security system we want to do.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, we have finally gotten enough quotes. This started in July.
Yeah.
When we realized our security system wasn't really working optimally, we started soliciting bids and finally have enough quotes to satisfy the legal requirement. The recommendation based on price, everyone was qualified. I think all the bids were qualified. But Canadota Security came in as the lowest bid, and so we'd like approval to accept that bid. What was the amount on it?
$21,200, and that's just for one plastics road. Do we want to do the our old office area for Associated Springs? If we decide on that, that building's $7,400. Right now, there's nothing working.
What is the legal requirement for security systems?
There's really not a legal requirement. It's more of a risk question and a value add So since they're really the only tenant there, I wouldn't mind it if the board allowed me some latitude to use it as a negotiating chip on their new lease agreement.
I would think that we try to pass it on if we could, exactly, to the tenant.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thought. But at the same time, One Plastics is kind of a...
We need to vote on that one, correct?
Yeah, I'm asking that you would authorize me to enter into an agreement with Canadota Security for up to
21,200.
So 28,000, right? Well, 20.
Yes.
Whatever would be the total would be if we were to.
If we added, so it would be 28,000.
28,600.
Yes.
We have that motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
They do a good job.
All righty.
Good.
Budget.
All right. So now that we're 2 hours in, try to make it quick. The budget that's before you is not completely balanced. You'll see that it has a deficit of 109,000 recommended for this year. I think that that's temporary, and I think that we have strategies that will increase the revenue. And but I'm much to my surprise, I didn't know this, but municipal authorities apparently don't need to pass a balanced budget. So at first I was really trying hard to push for that, but at the same time I think it's more realistic to, this is a very realistic budget, and I seriously hope that some of the strategies we have related to revenue increase will offset that deficit. But nevertheless, this is the recommendation based on our operating budget. Did you want to say anything more, Tammy?
No.
Any questions about the budget? I know we've had it for almost 2 months now to review, so.
Just about.
So if there's a motion to approve with that amendment.
With an amendment, we want to.
Okay, yeah, you can take a motion to approve and then move an amendment based on what you said in executive session.
So we would take 118,138 from the payroll line item, move 45,000 to a consultant line item, and 73,138 we would create a contingency line item.
Okay. I have a motion for this budget for that.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Anything else? I think Christmas party, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So Ms. Shelley says, the Christmas open house is set for December 15th from 3 to 6. Currently about 60 people have RSVP'd. We will have finger and snacky foods. Partygoers will be offered a variety of gifts such as an umbrella, mug, blanket, Christmas ornament, candle, etc. AKA, I'm cleaning out the upstairs. that was me, not Shelley. And we hope all of you can attend.
Okay, is that it? Do you just need a motion to adjourn this marathon?
And it is.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking on, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, Dave.